Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. This is Ruth Nabia of Daughter of Zion World Ministry bringing you the Word of God. God bless you for listening.
Presenting to you the Word of God this morning. Another blessed month has come and gone, and we are in the last day of June by the grace of God. And our sermon title this morning, God's love for you and I. The love of God has birthed unto us grace, peace, and favor. And shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. We bless you this morning for granting us all these days until the end of the month. We give you glory and honor. We bless you for who you are because you are God. Had it not been your grace, oh God, we wouldn't be alive till today. But your grace has found us, favor has found us, and you have peace with your children. That is why we are walking and we have jobs and we have lives and we are speaking and listening to your word today. Lord Jesus, I submit my spirit, my body, my mind into your hand. That let every word that comes out of me go forth to the hearts that need it, to mend and then create in people a new and clean heart. Let your people understand you that you are God. You are the God of yesterday and today, still doing the same thing that you did yesterday, oh God. You are unchanging, unfailing God. Your loving kindness endure forever. We love you for your loving kindness. We thank you so much. We cannot give you enough thanks, but we say we bless you, we worship you, and we work for you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for joining us on Blog Talk Radio. And my name once again is Ruth Nabia. And our sermon entitled, God's Love for You and I. God's Love for You and I. What do we mean by that? What the revelation we have on this name or title is the love of God, the love of God for us. Because of the love he has for his children or his people, he has given us Jesus Christ. In the olden days, it wasn't like that. He was just an instant God. When you sin, you have your punishment, or you have to kill a goat or a cow to plead for your sin. And because he's God and mighty, his anger used to, he would just say, I'll destroy these people, and then instantly he would do it. And yet, after the destruction, he knows that he has done something, and he come back and say, oh, I'm making this covenant with you. I will not bring out the flood against you anymore. I will not do this. I will not do that. It's because we disobeyed him from day one of creation when Adam and Eve ate the apple, the forbidden tree. Now, he destroyed a lot of things. And when you look at the Old Testament, he will destroy somebody and then go again and say this, all because of love. His anger, we make him angry, and then he will destroy and then say he won't do it again. He has peace with us, and still we were still sinning because we are humans. And he found out a solution, and that solution is who? Jesus Christ. So the sermon title says, the love of God, the love of God for you and I. And this love has birthed unto us grace, peace, and favor. The love of God has birthed us grace. Why? Because we have Jesus Christ. Now he said, someone said, I will give my life to mediate between these people that you have created, God, so that they will not be punished like they used to be, or so that you don't get angry anymore, or so that their sins will be forgiven before you, so that they will be counted as your children and they will share your kingdom together as I have with you, Jesus. So Jesus came and gave his life to us. He gave his love to us so that we may find grace, peace, and favor before God. This is the revelation of the sermon that we are talking about, that the love of God has birthed unto us grace, peace, and favor. Because of the love of God, he gave Jesus Christ. And because of the resurrection power, we have found grace. We are joined here with Jesus Christ. We call ourselves children of God because we have believed in him, and he calls us friends. That is the peace and the grace that he has with us. Because of the death of Christ, we are not having death or punishment from the Father anymore like he used to do in the olden days. Because of Jesus Christ, who is the love he gave us, just to show us how much he loved us. He showed us a love beyond himself, that he have to offer a blood sacrifice to show us this kind of love. And this love has given us all the children of God. I don't know what you may be going through, but whatever you have gone through or going through, in one way or the other, you find yourself favored in a way. There is favor because of the grace of God. There is favor and peace. Our names are written for favor. Whether how small or bigger, the favor is there because of Jesus Christ. Yes, so we are entreating you this morning, entrusting this Lord to you, that we do not need to strive for man's love. People are doing all sort of things just for someone to tell them they love them. But have you looked in your word? Have you asked your God? Have you looked at the love that God has given you? His love is sufficient. His love has produced some grace. That grace is sufficient for you. You don't need to force someone to love you, because you have someone who loves you unconditionally, someone who, when he helps you, he will not go and stand outside and destroy you, someone who loves you so much that he did everything just to have you in his kingdom so that you will not perish. You do not need, yes, you do not need to force any man or woman to love you. That is what we are treating you this morning. That, what am I saying? God is only the source of our love. God is the only source of love that is unconditional and permanent, because he loves us. He has given us all the promises, and it's all for us to do it so that we may find and experience the physical manifestation of the love, or the grace and peace and favor that comes out of his love. And his love is Jesus Christ. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to us, so that those who believe in him shall not perish. He has given his only begotten Son, his only Son. Can you give your last child to God or for a friend? Will you be able to die for someone? No. You can have a brother. No matter how much you love someone, you cannot do that. But this God gave us his Son, Jesus Christ, to show us the deepest of his heart, how mankind has disappointed him. And yet, he said, I love my people. I will not hurt them. So I'm giving my son to you so that you will know that I still love you. And through Jesus Christ, we may have life and live again. Yes, Lord, they came up. Some will do everything for someone to love them. But within them, they are not loving you. They are faking. They are just playing along to let you be happy or let you know that they love you. But just hurt them or offend them one way or the other and see who they are. Try them and see if they really love you. There is no other love than the love of God this morning. And I have a word from Romans that talks about the grace and the love of God through Jesus Christ. So if we have understanding of this word, then God, we will not force anyone. We will be comfortable with the love of God and we will do the things of God. We will walk in the things of God and do the work for him so that we will be finding grace and peace and favor that Jesus has offered us. Some are still not experiencing this because they have not accepted him. He said, to them that believe, he will give them the power to become the children of God. So if you do not believe, you cannot find his grace. So this morning, daughter of Zion, we are entreating you to give your life wholly and truthfully to Christ, that you may find his grace and peace and comfort and favor so that everything you do will prosper. You will do well. He will call you a friend. Yes, and the word is coming from Romans chapter 5, verses 2 to 9, and I read, through whom all also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we exult in hope of the glory of God. And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulations bring our perseverance, and perseverance proving character, and proving character hope. And hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. And I repeat verse 5. It says, and hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. For while we were yet helpless at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one would hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more having been reconciled, we have been saved by his life. And not only this, but we also exult in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Thank you, Lord, for the word. And as you can see in Romans chapter 5, verses 2 downwards, it is still talking about the Jesus Christ, who is the grace unto us. And those who believe in him will get the grace. Yes, those who believe. He said in John chapter 1, verses 12, it says that to them that believe, he gave them the power to become the children of God. That is what is there. And here, Jesus, God makes it clear to us that because of the love God has for us, he submitted his son on the cross for us, so that while we were yet sinners, Christ died to take our place of sin, that we may find grace in the sight of the Father Almighty, that there was no distraction or anything up to the world anymore due to the grace of the Lord. Yes. So the love of Jesus Christ is birthing unto us grace, peace, and favor. You can name all joy and all that you go through. I know some of you are a testimony. The Lord is merciful. Had it not been him on our side, had it not been the death of Christ, when we look deep inside the cross, What revelation do you see? The love is deeper than what the words have written. It is for the Spirit to reveal to you what it means, that the love of Christ is beyond what we are doing. So, people of God, let us worship Him. Let us give Him glory, for He is our love. We don't need any other love but this one. We don't need any other proof but this one. We don't need any other God but this Jesus, whom they crucified on our behalf, who have taken us, who has taken the anger of God from us. Yet, while in our sin, He still died for us. Yes, Lord. Thank you. We have mercy. Our Father has given us mercy because of Jesus Christ. The other gods don't have free gifts. The devil have no free gift for you. They have no love for you. They will just use you and kill you, just as the Bible says that the devil, our enemy on earth, comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He comes to steal the children of God who allow him, and destroy their destinies and their lives if you allow him in. And finally, take your soul so that you be counted or numbered with them at the end of the world. But glory to God. We are children of God. We have found the grace, Jesus Christ. We have believed in Jesus Christ. We have believed that Christ is the Lord, the risen Lord, and He is the Son of God. So we are saved. And we want to live according to His righteousness, according to His word and His commandment, to love our neighbors as God has loved us. We love Him and we want to serve Him. Had it not been Him, we would not be alive this month. I know you might have gone through a lot this month. The bills, the problems, finance, situations, family issues, marriage issues, all sort of issues, ups and downs. But the grace has found you and brought you to this end, the end of the month, the half of the year. We have a lot of troubles, as the devil sees us going through the year, especially going through the middle of the year. There have been a lot up and down, but the grace has found you. You didn't die. You didn't die. You are alive. You are alive strong and kicking. You are alive with your job. You are alive with your children. You are alive with your family. So let God be the only source of your life. What are we saying here? That God has loved us. What love is this that for a man to give his son to us? God is the only source of love that we can boldly and stand and feel secure. We need this love, this security, which He has given to us. He has shown it by all examples, by His heart and by all righteousness and holiness. He has shown and proven it. It's for us to take it. So this morning, if you do not have Jesus Christ, I entreat this Jesus to you, the only way, the truth, and the life, to the heart of the Father. If you do not know Jesus Christ, this is the time, so that ye shall be saved at the time, at the end time, so that you see the glory, the end time glory. I pray for you listening to Daughter of Zion World Ministry, that may the Lord help you, may the Lord touch you, may there be a great repentance and a recovery in discovery in your life. May the Lord show you His mercies endure forever. Had it not been Him, O God, we would have not been here right now talking or singing. But because we are alive, we say glory to Your name, O Lord. You are our exalted King of Kings. You are the one we want to share. We want to talk about. We want to boast in You. For some boast in chariots and horses, but we have decided to boast in the God of the living. We serve a God who has eyes and can see. They are gods. They have eyes, they cannot see. But we have a God whose eye sees everywhere at the same time, who is so fearful that angels even fear to err Him, O God. We love You and we worship You all the days of our life. We have given our life to You and we bless You. You are God, El Shaddai. You are more than enough. Jehovah Shammah, You are here with us and we love You. We thank You for Your grace that is with us. We thank You for Your peace. Jehovah Shalom, Your peace has been with us. And we know it, we testify. You have a covenant of peace with Your people. May the peace of the Lord prevail in your house and your family, wherever you are listening. May the Lord show you His peace. May the peace of the Lord prevail in your situation, in your finance, in your problems, in your going out and your coming in. you think if it's not because of this grace, you can go out, sit in your car, drive and come back. Or you can board a train, you can board a bus and go out and come back. While people are perishing, while there are earthquakes somewhere, while have you asked yourself, oh, Ikinaya? Yes, you are no more than those people, but the grace of God upon you is sustaining you. The peace he has made with you is sustaining you. You will not perish so that you will not praise him. He is sustaining you so that you will know that he is the only God that needs your worship. He is the only Lord that you deserve to praise. He is Elohim, God, the beginning, Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. He is still the loving kindness. He is loving kindness and endure. If you look up, you will see the love. The love is abundant, and this love is producing us grace, peace, and mercies. Love, hope. The hope is the love. The love of God that surpasses every understanding, giving us peace. And the peace prevails for us to be secure. That when people are perishing, when the evil one rises, the sinners or evil, wicked men will take our place. They will, even if it is death, they will die in our place. We will not die because we are under the grace of God and the favor. We have a covenant of peace with him who has called us by name. Because he has written us our name, those who plan evil against us, they will pay their own, they will pay their own debt. Their own trust will be upon them because the Lord has written our name for grace. He has written our name for peace. He has established peace, a perfect peace, a peace that surpasses understanding, a peace that gives us prosperity, a peace that will not destroy us anymore. He said, I will not bring the disease that I gave upon the Egyptians unto you anymore. Yes, that is the peace he has made. And because of this peace he wanted to do, he gave Jesus Christ. Look beyond the cross and give your life to Christ. Look beyond the cross and work for him honestly, honestly, wholesomely, and then righteously in Christ, in the name of Jesus. Do unto others what you want others to do unto you. When we walk and do good, do not boast, for you are doing it unto the Lord. But the sufferings that come unto us, he will still grant us grace to sustain us, our going out and our coming in as we work in for him. Trials may come, but we will still stand. We need tire. I pray for the grace of the Lord over your life, the grace to take you out and bring you in, the grace to sustain you so that you do not quit your work for Christ, the grace to prevail over your family so that everything that you need for the kingdom of God to keep growing, it will provide for you. I pray for the peace of God in your heart. May the peace sustain you and your family. Peace prevail in your family and your children. May you grow from grace to grace and from peace to peace. May the favor of the Lord locate your life. May everything that your heart desires be granted because of the love of God. The love of God that prospers. The love of God that is in the word of God. That says, he is with us to defend us because he loves us. He said he will do a new thing in your life. He has given the Son. It's up to you to see the Son faithfully. Seek him and worship him. Make Jesus Christ your Lord, and he will call you by name, and you will dine with him in his Father's house, because in his Father's house there are many mansions. Silver and gold is his. You will have it all in abundance if you believe in him. Because if you believe in him, you become joined here with him through the resurrection power. You believe in him, he will give you power to do well on earth. I thank you for joining us once again. And this has been Ruth Sapir, your minister and presenter here on Blog Talk Radio from Daughter of Zion World Ministry. Stay tuned for this sound. And God bless you. And we'll meet again some other time. Your Lord, I bless you.
Oh, happy day.
Thanks for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. This is Ruth Nabia of Daughter of Zion World Ministry bringing you the Word of God. God bless you for listening.
Daddy, I just want to take a little time out and worship you. I want to join in with the angels and do what they do in heaven. Oh, hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring in forth the royal dying.
Invincible, Jesus, invincible.